every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:41 for our entrepreneurship interview this morning. We're joined in studio by Nkazi Sokulu, who's the CEO and co-founder of Yalu, which is a digital insurer that offers credit life insurance. And prior to joining Yalu, Nkazi was the co-founder and chief operating officer at FNB Life. He was one half of the duo who started the life insurance company within the First Rand Group. Nkazi, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Nastasia.
So before we talk about Yalu and how that came together, perhaps you can tell us, what do you mean by credit life insurance?
So I think for the average South African consumer, the biggest issue that they have when it comes to debt is that when you look at their monthly installments, they're actually overloaded. And it's not just the interest and the debt that they're paying, it's also fees. And so one of those fees is actually a massive amount, and it's this concept called credit life. So when you take out your debt and the bank grants it to you, they insist that you have this thing called credit life, you sign for it, and it gets bundled with your installments agreement. And it tends to be a grossly overpriced product. It's meant to be meant to serve a good. It's meant to settle your debt if you die, if you get disabled or you get retrenched. But I think it's fair to say that any industry that ever forces you to take something that you didn't really want is probably not going to design something that's good for you. And that's what we found in credit life insurance.
All right. So you were at FNB Life. You were the chief operating officer there and as the bio says, a co-founder. What then inspired you to say, okay, let me go and start a business? I mean, one would assume that you were probably comfortable in your job.
Probably too comfortable. Mm-hmm. I definitely had some really difficult conversations with my wife about whether this was a good idea. Because like, oh, you're good. You're taken care of. Why would you now take this kind of a risk? It was a few things. The one that always sticks to mind is it's a little weepy in the sense that my 4-year-old son came home and he had a piece of paper, and the question was asked at class, what do your parents do? And he wrote, my father works on computers and sleeps late. That is all he wrote. And it really struck me as depressing. That's what my son thinks I do, which I kind of still do today. But I thought to myself, well, if that's what he believes I do, it needs to be at least to build something that he can be proud of, something that he would say, you know, my father took on this challenge, and this is something I'm very proud of. And so I started having a lot of deep thoughts about what kind of a legacy do I want to leave. And it so happened that my business partner Nikalane was also in a similar headspace. Mm-hmm. And so once we started having that conversation of saying, "Oh, what we're doing, you know, at our current job is really something that we can one day be proud of," we thought there was more. There was definitely more. And the more we debated and thought about it, it became clear that there was actually something we felt very strongly that needed to be challenged. And that's when Yalu came to fruition, and particularly credit life insurance as the thing that we wanted to tackle.
What were the early days of the business like with just the two of you? You've taken this big leap of faith, and now you're working on the plans to get this thing off the ground and hope, and of course, be successful.
It was scary. Everything we did, we felt like we were making it up as we were going along. We didn't feel we didn't have direction in the sense of someone saying, now do this, now do that. You're on your own and you're just piecing this thing together. So one of the things that always comes to mind is there was a point where we had about 2,500 rand left in our bank account, and this was after we had gotten three people to work with us. So we had three staff members who were not getting paid a salary. So it wasn't even that we were paying them a salary, but we were paying for development costs. And even then, massively discounted. Our suppliers had agreed, okay, we will lay by and delay, you know, your payment. So there was some serious gymnastics we had to do from a financial perspective. And there was a lot of begging and getting and being blessed by friends. So we went to friends and said, guys, we don't have enough funds. This is where we are in building. And people just we were really touched by how they just said, here's a little bit of money, that this is all I have, see how far this can stretch you. And at one point, even my partner even asked her grandmother to like liquidate a part of her pension. It was unbelievable how far this thing it went. And so when we eventually got funding, it was mind-boggling, just the effort that people we knew well, people who were actually relative strangers and just heard our story and just wanted to help. Mm. It really, really blew us away, and it really helped us become who we are today.
I'm hoping you guys have paid back the pension money now.
Absolutely. Okay. First thing we did, I remember we got notification, okay, here's a bit of funding, and the first thing we did was just pay everyone back. Yeah. It was concerning to see the SMSs go off, but they really were with us from day one, and we're really thankful for that.
Explain the name Yalu.
Isiyalu is the source of a river, Ngesulu. It signifies the beginning of life. You know, you can have a place that is arid and isn't particularly lively, and then you get a spring of water and suddenly new life can grow, and that's what we felt needed to happen. Credit Life, you know, is actually bigger than funeral insurance. It's a little unknown. It's an unknown reality for most people, because the way it gets reported in financial statements for banks is it's hidden. It's not clear, and it's a massive industry that actually just hasn't innovated itself in any way. It's been overcharging people for a very long time, and so we felt that Isiyalu is there to bring that life and actually hopefully nourishment to people who, you know, have had no choice, and now we want to give them that choice. And so we had a lot of fun coming up with names, and this is the one that just truly for us just meant everything of what we were trying to do in the life insurance space.
How competitive is that industry then?
So, let me put it this way. All your banks have at some point sent us a letter of either cease and desist, or what you're doing is illegal, or what you're doing is unfair. 5-page documents. Almost every single bank have sent us one. Mm. Why? Because they're really upset at what we're doing. The truth of the matter is that in order for one of them, we even cheekily responded and said, if you believe what we're doing is illegal, you have a legal obligation to report us to the regulator. I don't see why you're sending us a 5-page document telling us what we're doing is wrong. And the reason being is that when a new idea and when a different model comes into financial services, the typical response is never to compete. Mm. The response is legal and compliance arguments, because no one really wants to compete. It means actually having to think about making a better product for customers. It means actually having to compete on price and benefits. And so for us, it has been a insane baptism of fire, but we know it's working. Customers are coming through. Customers are shocked at the savings they're having. In fact, one of our customers realized that they were paying about 700 rand a month towards Credit Life with their loan, switched to us, where we were paying 150. Loan provider, or the bank, got very upset, sent him a couple of legal letters saying why it wasn't right that they could swap. Eventually yielded and said, you can swap to the Yalu Credit Life insurance plan. And then said, oh, okay, hang on, how about we offer you an even cheaper premium? And you have to take this offer or we won't cancel. These are the tactics that the incumbents play, because it's 20 billion annual revenue for this industry. And no one wants that messed up. That is the level of competition we are up against.
So are you the only player in this space? Because that's 20 billion rand you just spoke about there.
Yes. We're not the only player. There have been players who've come before us. And I think you probably haven't heard about them, because what typically happens is you enter and the first thing they do is letters upon letters upon letters. And so we understood this, you know, having worked in financial services, we had been on that side and understood that the first thing you do when a competitor comes in is you try to make all the legal. So we were prepared from day one. And our investors understood that, and they too were prepared for that. This is the battle we're going to do. And we're not particularly perturbed, but I think some of the people who've come before us were shocked. In fact, I've actually even had a conversation with one of them, and they just expressed they never expected this level of resistance and these types of tactics to prevent customers from having choice. And Yalu is about giving customers that choice. And we're saying to customers and anyone else is like, you know, here's a choice. You can choose to be with us, or you can choose to be with the bank that you work. Just compete. Don't play games. Give customers choice and just compete.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking for.
Are you able to share how many customers you've had so far and how long the business exactly has been running?
Sure. So we've been live in the market since the 1st of June.
This year?
So this year, yep.
So you guys are infants?
We are infants. We are infants and infants that receive, all sorts of interesting resistance. at times you think it's a teenager. That's fine. No, it's an infant, right? We've got 800 customers. We should be hitting 1,000 in the next month. If you think of insurance, typically where you become an incredibly large or an incredibly important player in the market is usually a number around 10,000. So sure. I think we're growing at a nice pace. We're getting customers really, really believing in our model. We've collectively saved customers about 4.5 million at this point.
In terms of 800 customers.
Yes, because that is just how much, I would say, fat is typically put into these kind of products. Because as I said, if you believe you have no choice and you've been given this thing, what incentive is there for the market to actually give you something that's competitively priced and benefits that are proper? And so ours is very competitively priced. It's got the widest benefits, and it's a product that really believe it gives customers the best choice out of a bad situation.
TCF clearly comes to mind when you speak about this, you know, treating customers fairly, and that is, you know, a new regulation in itself. Do you think there's a play on that here that the financial industry is perhaps not taking into account when making products like these for customers which aren't competitively priced?
So regulation hasn't prevented insurers from or banks from making credit life compulsory. That choice is open to them. And typically then, you know, they all kind of choose the types of debt where they'll make it compulsory. So the interesting thing for me from a TCF perspective is not so much the fact that it is being made compulsory. It's the fact that if you look at TCF, the six principles, the sixth one says that customers face no unreasonable barriers to switching. I have never seen a product that has had this many barriers, this many ridiculous arguments to why people shouldn't be able to switch. And it's purely because they know how much of a moneymaker it is. So for me, if anything has been utterly trampled on with the tactics, and again, it's not just us who've experienced this. Others have come before us, have seen this. It's that principle of no unreasonable barriers. The things that customers have been asked to produce to allow them to switch, all in the name of, we're protecting the bank's interest so that we know that this debt will be paid if you die or get disabled, are beyond unreasonable. It is unbelievable. And I have been in large institutions, and I've seen the requirements we've made when it comes to switching. I've never seen anything like this. But challenge accepted. We are here. We're not going anywhere. And we will keep at it, and we will keep fighting for customers.
That's, I could give you a standing
amazing
ovation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm blown
really
away.
Fascinating. I think it's an absolutely great story. Really appreciate the amount of work you've put into this. And clearly, I mean, you know what you're talking about, and all the best to you. Be prepared for perhaps a continued fight.
No doubt.
Thus far, it seems like you're winning it, and hope it stays that way. Nkazi Sokolo, thank you so much, but the CEO and co-founder there of Yalu.
Right.